हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. हरिः ओम् ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यम् करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. ॐ कृष्णयजुर्वेदीये काठकशाखायाम् कठोपनिषदि प्रथमाध्याये द्वितीयावल्ली. You're seeing the second section of the second first chapter of Kathopanishad of Kataka branch of Kathopanishad. Every class I'm telling you so that you will remember. Let's do the mantras first. Quickly. Dityavalli. Anyachreyonyadutaiva preyaste ubhenanarthe purusham sinitaha. Tayoshreya adadanasya sadhubhavati hiyatertadyau. प्रेयो विरुणीते श्रेयश्च प्रेयश्च मनुष्यमेतस्तौ सम्परीत विनक्तिधीरः श्रेयो हि धीरोऽभिप्रेयसो वृणीते प्रेयो मन्दो योगक्षेमाद्वृणीते. सत्त्वम् प्रियान् प्रियरूपांश्च कामान्न विध्यायन् नचिकेतोऽत्यस्राक्षीः नैताम् शृङ्काम् वित्तमयीमवाप्तो यस्याम् मज्जन्ति बहवो मनुष्याः. दूरमेते विपरीते विशोची अविद्याया च विद्येति ज्ञाता. विद्याभिप्सिनम् नचिकेतसम् मन्ये न त्वा कामा बहवो लोलुपन्त. अविद्यायामन्तरे वर्तमाना स्वयम् धीराः पण्डितम् मन्यमानाः. दन्द्रम्यमाणाः पर्यन्ति मूढा अन्धेनैव नीयमाना यथान्धाः. न साम्परायः प्रतिभाति बालम् प्रमाद्यन्तम् वित्तमोहेन मूढम्. अयल्लोको नास्ति पर इति माने पुनः पुनर्वशमापद्यते मे. श्रवणायापि बहुभिर्यो न लभ्य शृण्वन्तोऽपि बहवो यन्न विद्युः. आश्चर्यो वक्ता कुशलोऽस्य लब्धा आश्चर्यो ज्ञाता कुशलानुशिष्टः. न नरेण वरेण प्रोक्त एष सुविज्ञेयो बहुधा चिन्त्यमानः. अनन्यप्रोक्ते गतिरत्र नास्ति अणीयान् ह्यतर्क्यमणुप्रमाणात्. नैषा तर्केण मतिरापनेय प्रोक्तान्येनैव सुज्ञानाय प्रेष्ठ. याम् त्वमापः सत्यधृतिर्बतासि त्वाम् दृङ्नो स्वादृङ्नो भूयान् नचिकेतः प्रष्टा. ओके, अण्टिल् दिस् मन्त्र वि हव् सीन् नैषा तर्केण मतिरापनेया प्रोक्तान्येनैव सुज्ञानाय प्रेष्ठ. याम् त्वमापः सत्यधृतिर्बतासि स्वादृङ्नो भूया नचिकेतः प्रष्ठ. सो इन् दिस् मन्त्र इन् दि फस्ट् लैन् वि हाव् दिस् वर्ड् प्रेष्ठ. प्रेष्ठ ओ डियरेस्ट् नचिकेत ओ डियरेस्ट् वन्. Prashta, the one who asks questions. Prashta. So he addressing Nachiketa says, "Hey Prashta, Lord Yama says, Yesha Matihi Tarkena Na Apaneya. This knowledge cannot be attained at all through logical reasoning. Anyena Prokta Yeva, only when it is properly, systematically communicated by a proper teacher, it contributes for the proper right understanding available for comprehension. Sujnanaya Bhavati. But you don't need to worry. Tvam Satya Dhritihi Asi. You are of firm, real commitment and resolve. Tvam Apaha. You have already got it. Take it for granted they have got it. Why? Because you are right in front of me. I am right in front of you. I am here as your teacher. And I am also not praising with I am your teacher. Tadruk Tvadrung Prashta Naha Bhuyat Nachiketaha. He Nachiketas, may we have disciples of your caliber who ask for this such questions. Tvadrung Prashta. So may there be a proper disciple like you asking for proper questions. Be there for us. This is the literal meaning of the mantra number 9. So now 10th mantra. Janamyaham. This is a new mantra today. Janamyaham shevadhiritya nityam. Janamyaham shevadhiritya nityam. Shevadhiritya nityam. Nahyadhruvai prapyatehi dhruvam tat. Nahyadhruvai prapyatehi dhruvam tat. Janamyaham shevadhiritya nityam. Nahyadhruvai prapyate hidhruvam tat. Tato maya nachiketas chit. Tato maya nachiketas chito gniranityair dravyai praptavanasmi nityam. I'll repeat it. Tato maya nachiketas chito gniranityair dravyai praptavanasmi nityam. Tato maya nachiketas chito gniranityair dravyai praptavanasmi nityam. Janamyaham shevadhiritya nityam. Nahyadhruvai prapyate hidhruvam tat. Tato maya nachiketas chito gniranityair dravyai praptavanasmi nityam. Kamasyaptim jagatav pratishthang kratoranantya bhayasya param. To mahadurugayam pratishtam drishtva dhritya dhiro nachiketyotyasrakshihi. So let us see the meaning of this 10th mantra first. Janamyaham shevadhiritya nityam nahyadhruvai prapyate hidhruvam tat. Tato maya nachiketas chito gniranityair dravyai praptavanasmi nityam. If you break the mantra first, Janami Aham, Janami Aham, Janamyaham, Shevadhihi, Iti Anityam, Shevadhihi, Iti Anityam, Nahi Adhruvaihi, Nahi Adhruvaihi, Hi Dhruvam, Nahi Adhruvaihi Prapyate, Hi Dhruvam Tat, Tataha Maya Nachiketas, Nachiketaha, Chitaha Agnihi, Tataha Maya Nachiketaha, Chitaha Agnihi, Anityaihi Dravyaihi, Anityaihi Dravyaihi, Praptavan Asmi Nityam. I'm simply just breaking the mantra, breaking all the words first. Praptavan Asmi Nityam. So, in this 10th mantra, Lord Yama expresses his feeling of greatness towards Nachiketas. Lord Yama highly admires Nachiketas. And he expresses that in this mantra. How does he express? Lord Yama himself, Lord Yama, as if he is comparing himself with the Nachiketas. Lord Yama feels very high of Nachiketas, that he compares himself with Nachiketas. So comparing himself with Nachiketas, feeling very high of Nachiketas, Lord Yama tells, he says, Janami Aham, Janami Aham, I know. Shevadihi Iti Anityam. See here, on what basis does Lord Yama compare himself to Nachiketas? I mean, while he is comparing, he also means that Nachiketas is far superior to Lord Yama himself. Why? Because Lord Yama also is an individual being. Though he is a devata now, and before attaining this position of being the Lord of Death, he must have been an individual jiva in this world of mortals as a human being. So Lord Yama also must have been a human being living in this world of mortals, and then he must have earned punyam by his lot of praiseworthy acts, then he must have got this position of being the Lord of Death. Now he is in heaven. Now he is in a higher loka. Even though he is there as a devata, Yamaha, the Lord of Death, the restrainer, the time, okay, even though he is there, still, and what he is enjoying now, as the Lord of death, as a Devata, what he enjoying now is the higher loka. And that higher world, which he is enjoying now as the Lord of death also, he must have got it as a result of punyam only. Which means he must have performed such deeds that he must have earned punyam, and he must have got it as a result of punya phalam. But still, what he is enjoying now, being the higher loka, earned as a result of punya phalam, which is subject to time. So his position also, definitely, even though he's a jnani devata, still he is a position at present, was a time-bound position. Therefore, all the devatas constitute Ishwaraha, the Lord, the whole. So every devata is Ishwara. But Ishwaraha is not any devata. Why? Ishwara is the total. Ishwaraha is the paripurnaha, the total. Devata is a fraction of the total. Devata is a given phenomenon which forms part of the whole Ishwara. Therefore, Ishwaraha is the most superior, the Lord. Why? The one because of whose presence creation is possible. Manifestation of the universe is possible. Because of whose presence the sustenance of what has become manifest is possible. And because of whose presence alone, what has become manifest again becomes resolved. Resolution of the world also is possible. Your Ishwaraha means the total, samashtihi. Before I enter into the meaning of this mantra, I want to understand Ishwaraha is a samashtihi, the total. Whereas Devata is a fraction, only a given phenomenon, a part of the whole. Ishwara is the whole. Therefore, Devata also is an individual Jivatma, Jivaha only. But the difference between Devata and not the human being of this mortal world is, Devata is a superior, an exalted being, enjoying an exalted instruments of enjoyment, exalted form. There's a difference is only between the jiva of this world and the devata of the higher world. The difference is how just as individual being of this world is time bound in nature, the life in this world is time bound, the devata's position also is time bound. The difference is only in the instruments of enjoyment and the objects of enjoyment. So every devata has a superior form of body, mind, sense complex. So devatayaha upadhihi bhinnaha. Upadhi bheda is there. Only upadhi bheda is there. Upadhi of devata is different from the upadhi of the individual human being of this world. But the lifespan is much shorter of this human being. Lifespan of devata is much longer. That is the only difference. But devata is also a jnani. Individual jiva of this world also is a nagnani. Devata is also, life is time bound. This here life is also time bound. There's no difference. Therefore, any position enjoyed by any devata is a position earned as a result of punyam. So, Lord Yama says here in this mantra, that when he was there in this world of mortals as a human being, he had not really sought jnanam for the attainment of moksha. Okay, he involved himself only in performing rituals, in practicing meditation, so that he only thought of earning punyam to gain the heavenly life, to enjoy this position. So Lord Yama compares himself with Nachiketas, that Lord Yama was not as great as Nachiketas. Why? Because he had not aspired for jnanam when he was like Nachiketas, when he was a human being in this world. Of course, he only aspired for this higher position. So he worked for that. He earned punyam, he attained it. Therefore, he says, what he says here, let us see the mantra now again. You want to understand the context now? Why Lord Yama praises Nachiketas? Aham janami. Janami aham. Okay. Janami aham means I know that iti. Kimiti janami anit shevadhihi. Shevadhihi. I know very well. Shevadhihi is another word for karma phalam. Shevadhihi anityam means the karma phalani or anityani. The result of actions, result of any ritual, all activities, rituals, Vedic, religious activities, or secular activities, all results of action, result of an action is time bound in nature. Aham shevadihi anityam iti janami. Shevadihi, completely different word. Shevadihi, what does it mean? Result of an action, the fruit of performing any ritual or doing any action is shevadihi. And the shevadihi, the karma phalam, is anityam, time bound. Any result of action is time bound. This is a fact. This fact, aham janami, I know. I am not ignorant of the nature of the result of action. I am aware of the nature of the result of action. The result of action is time bound in nature. Shevadihi anityam iti aham janami. I know very well that result of an action is time bound in nature. So, karma phalam means what? Karma phalam, not only karma phalam. The swarga lokaha, the higher loka, which can be attained as a result of an action, also means, also is meant by the word shevadihi. And the highest position of being a devata is also a result of an action. So shevadihi. So result of an action, the result of action enjoyable in the form of heavenly life is also shevadihi. And the position enjoyable, higher position enjoyable in heaven also is result of an action, which is shevadihi. All result of action in any form, heavenly life, enjoyment of higher pleasures, highest position, everything is, anything and everything which goes with karma phalam is time bound in nature. So, what he means is, being born a human being, an intelligent human being, understand from his nothing in this world is permanent. Everything in this world is time bound, subject to time limitation. Because one must have learned, the grandparents are no more, parents are no more after some time, and our friends, we are very close, sometimes we lose them suddenly, and the wealth we lose, the health we lose, possessions we lose, that everything is time bound in nature. Therefore, he says, Shevadihi anityam iti aham janami. First sentence is over. Na hi adhruvaihi hi dhruvam tat dhruvam prapyate. Simple passive voice sentence. Dhruvam nahi prapyate. Dhruvam. Dhruvam means what? That which is permanent. Dhruvam means permanent. The permanent implies that which is free from all limitations. Dhruvam means firm. That which is firm. Tat dhruvam, that which is firm. That which is firm means that which is free from limitations. That which is free from time, space, object limitations is dhruvam. That dhruvam, adhruvaihi na prapyate. So adhruvam means what? Adhruvam means anything and everything which is not firm is adhruvam. Unfirm things. What is unfirm? Everything is unfirm. Action is unfirm. All the accessories required for performing a ritual or any action is unfirm. Unfirm means time bound. Everything is time bound. The action itself is time bound. The accessories required for performing an action or performing a ritual is also time bound. The result of an action is time bound. The result of action, any form, is also time bound. Everything is time bound. And in this world, everything is adhruvam. So adhruvaihi dhruvam na prapyate. The timeless vastu, timeless reality, limitless reality is not attained, is a simple passive voice sentence. A timeless, limitless thing is not attained. Through time-bound things, such as time-bound action, time-bound result, etc. Therefore, dhruvam hi adhruvaihi na prapyate. Why? What is adhruvam? You can think of all the accessories required for performing any action or performing the secular action, activity, or sacred rituals also. Even to perform a sacred ritual, we have to prepare so many things, and all of them are time bound. You know, it is said in a mantra in the Mundaka Upanishad, the all four priests and all the ingredients that is collected for performing a ritual, all the accessories, karta, karma, karanam, you can see karakani, satta karakani, the seven karakas. Karakam means what? That which enables an action. That which makes any action or ritual possible is called a karakam. Karayati iti karakam. So karta, the performer. Karma, the object of action. Karanam, the instrument of action. The purpose of action, the benefit of action. And, you know, the locus of action. Anything associated with the action, all about karakani. So all the karakas, all the accessories required for performing a ritual or performing a sacred activity are time-bound in nature. Therefore, anityani dravyani. Anityaihi dhruvaihi adhruvaihi adhruvaihi dhruvam na prapyate. The permanent is not gained, attained through the time-bound limited. Time-bound means time-bound things in terms of action, etc. Okay. Now, then he says next. Tataha maya nachiketaha chitaha agnihi. Tataha maya nachiketaha chitaha agnihi. See, chitaha. Chitaha means what? Performed. What has been performed? Agnihi. The ritual has been performed. Nachiketaha agnihi chitaha. The ritual has been, ritual was performed by me. Nachiketaha agnihi maya chitaha. So, hey Nachiketaha, even before the ritual was given your name, he only, Lord Yama gave the ritual a name. Before even the name was given, the ritual was known as Nachiketa Agnihi. Before even meeting Nachiketa, when he was a human being in this world, the Nachiketa Agnihi, that particular ritual now which is known by the name Nachiketa Agnihi, had been performed by Lord Yama. So he himself says, Maya Nachiketaha Agnihi Chitaha. Which means he must have practiced meditation upon Virat also. So he himself, he must have practiced meditation upon Virat. And he must have performed Nachiketa Agnihi ritual. The ritual now which is recently known as Nachiketa Agnihi. There, and then, but which means what? His goal was not attainment of jnanam when he was a human being. His goal was not jnanam. His goal was not moksha. His goal was only the accomplishment of highest position, higher position of being the Lord of Death, or being a devata, and going to heaven, living in heaven as a devata, enjoying that position. That was his goal. Therefore, maya nachiketa agnihi chitaha. Chitaha means it was performed. It means knowledge was not, moksha was not Lord Yama's goal. Jnanam was not his ultimate end. Therefore, what happened? He himself tells, as I performed, as Nachiketa, not only ritual was performed by me, of course, meditation associated with the ritual also was practiced by me. I only aspire, it means I did not even think of aspiring for jnanam or moksha. My ultimate goal was only attaining the higher position. Therefore, what happened, he says, maya nachiketa agnihi chitaha anityaihi dravyaihi, making use of all time-bound things, time-bound ingredients, anityaihi dravyaihi. So, with time-bound things, time-bound materials, ritual was performed by me. Therefore, aspiring for this time-bound position, well, what happened? Anitya, now, praptavanasmi, Anityam praptavan asmi. So nitya means always, okay? Actually, anityam praptavan asmi. There's only nityam. Nityam means always, an adverb. Nitya means timeless also. So here, relatively eternal heaven, I have got. Nityam praptavan asmi means not absolutely eternal moksha. I have got praptavan asmi. I have got relatively eternal heaven. Nityam praptavan asmi. And this relatively eternal heaven I have got means which is time bound, which is actually time bound in nature. Okay, nityam praptavan asmi, don't think I have attained the timeless. Don't take it as timeless. I have got relatively eternal, relatively timeless heaven, the position, which is subject to time. And why Lord Yama use, why does he use the term nityam? Nityam praptavan asmi means I have got the relatively longer, relatively timeless heaven and position, heavenly position as devata, a lot of death. See, if we compare all the positions and the span of life in the world of martyrs here, definitely, even though the span of life in heaven is also time bound, still it is longer. Therefore, it is relatively timeless, relatively eternal. Okay. So he says, Hey Nachik, that is what Lord Yama is really. You are really much greater than me. That's the implication. Oh Nachiketas, Hey Nachiketaha, you are really much greater than me. When I was, at that time, you were not even old man, a child of 9 years old, and you have chosen to ask for jnanam, and you're aspiring for moksha. Therefore, and you just rejected all the objects of enjoyment. Therefore, when compared to you, even I am inferior to you. You are far, far superior to me. You are far more exalted than me. This is the meaning. Okay, we'll go to next mantra now. This is the literal meaning. Shevadihi anityam iti aham janami. Nityam adhruvaihi dhruvam. Adhruvaihi dhruvamhi na prapyate. Tata dhruvam na prapyate. Tataha maya nachiketaha chitaha. Nachiketaha agnihi chitaha. Anyitehi dravyehi. Ataha nityam praptavanasmi. See, nityam praptavanasmi means what? I have got relatively eternal heavenly life, which is actually anityam, time bound. Okay, we go on next mantra. Kamasyaptim jagatav pratishtham. Kamasyaptim jagatav pratishtham. Kratoranantyabhayasya param. Kratoranantyam abhayasya param. కామస్యాప్తిం జగత ప్రతిష్టాం కామస్యాప్తిం జగత ప్రతిష్టాం క్రతోరనంత్యమభయస్య పారం క్రతోరనంత్యమభయస్య పారం స్తోమమహదురుగాయం ప్రతిష్టాం స్తోమమహదురుగాయం ప్రతిష్టాం దృష్ట్వా ధృత్యా ధీరో నచికేత్యోత్యస్రాక్షీః దృష్ట్వా ధృత్యా ధీరో నచికేతోత్యస్రాక్షీః స్తోమమహదురుగాయం ప్రతిష్టాం స్తోమమహదురుగాయం ప్రతిష్టాం దృష్ట్వా ధృత్యా ధీరో నచికేతోత్యస్రాక్షీః Again, the praise of Nachiketas continues. Kamasyaptin jagatav pratishtham kratoranantyam abhayasya param stomamahadurugayam pratishtham drishtvadhritya dhiro nachiketotya srakshihi కామస్య ఆప్తిం కామస్య ఆప్తిం కామస్యాప్తిం జగతః ప్రతిష్టాం క్రతోహో అనంత్యం అభయస్య పారం సీ దోస్ ఆర్ ఫాలోయింగ్ దిస్ శృంగేరి మఠ్ బుక్ స్మాల్ కరెక్షన్ Kratoho must be anantyam. Is it correct? Got it? So following this Shringeri book, you have to correct it. Kratoho anantyam abhayasya param. Let me check one second. The book, I am following this Shringeri book here. Two versions are there. I know. But we should take the right one. Yeah, Anantya, short only. But I read it correct first. Okay. కామస్యాప్తిం జగతః ప్రతిష్టాం క్రతోరనంత్యం అభయస్య పారం కామస్యాప్తిం జగతః ప్రతిష్టాం క్రతోరనంత్యం అభయస్య పారం కామస్య ఆప్తిం జగతః ప్రతిష్టాం క్రతోహో అనంత్యం అభయస్య పారం స్తోమ మహదురుగాయం ప్రతిష్టాం దృష్ట్వా ధృత్యా ధీరో నచికేతః అత్యస్రాక్షీః సో నచికేతః అత్యస్రాక్షీః లార్డ్ యమా కంటిన్యూస్ టు ప్రైజ్ Nachiketas. He says, Hey Nachiketaha, Tvam Atyasrakshihi. O Nachiketas, you simply rejected, you simply discarded Atyasrakshihi. Why? Because Dhiraha. You are really Dhiraha. See, it takes a great deal of maturity to just discard all material wealth, prosperity. Tvam atyasrakshihi. Why? Because you are a person of discriminative understanding, dhiraha. And wise person is Dhiraha. And one must be relatively wise to discard, to reject the material wealth. Tvam Dhiraha Atyasrakshihi. How? Dhritya. Dhritya Atyasrakshihi. Dhritihi means what? Firmness. Dhritihi. Ikarantaha Strilingaha Dhriti Shabdaha. And Dhritya, third case. And with firmness. So with firmness can become what? Firmly, an adverb. You discarded, rejected all the material prosperity, material objects of enjoyment with tremendous firmness. Firmly you rejected them. You are really Dhiraha. Okay? Dhiraha. And why? Because he says, how did he do that? He says, see, the word antyam, antyam, anta means end. Okay? Antyam is ending, the noun form. And anantyam. Antyam means time bound, becomes antyam. Anything which is time bound is antyam. That which has an antaha, end is antya. Time bound is antya. Finite is antya. And then what is negative? Satyam, asatyam. So, anantya means that which is not, that which does not have an end. That which is not bound, bound by limitation. That which is not subject to limitation. Which is time bound, timeless is anantyam. So, anantyam means infinite. That which does not have an end is anantyam. So, kratoho anantyam. Kratoho anantyam. Kratuhu means a ritual. Kratuhu is a ritual. Kratuhu also literally means ritual. Kratuhu also means here in this context upasanam. Kratoho anantyam phalam. Kratoho anantyam phalam. Abhayasya param. You rejected the benefit. You rejected the benefit. What? Relatively timeless. Anantyam, kratoho anantyam, phalam is implied. You rejected relatively timeless benefit, result of the performance of ritual and the practice of meditation. And abhayasya param. Param means the exalted state of relatively exalted state of fearlessness. It's not absolute. Abhayasya param. Param means the exalted condition of fearlessness. Exalted state of fearlessness is abhayasya param. But in this context, kratoho antyam abhayasya param he nachiketaha tum dhiraha dhritya atyastrakshihi. You rejected with all firmness, tremendous firmness, as a person of discriminative understanding. What? You rejected even the relatively highest result of the karma. Highest karma is what? Going to heaven. So, kratoho anantyam. The relatively timeless, relatively infinite benefit of going to heaven, and the result, you rejected the benefit of enjoying the exalted state relatively exalted state of fearlessness, which means in heaven one can be relatively one is fearless. One, a person who goes to heaven becomes free from the hold of fear of death. How? Not absolutely, relatively. Why? There's no death. The death does not happen immediately. Here we know the span of life. The longest span of life for a human being is 100 years. And very rarely one or two old people may live for more than 100 years also. But still, death is definite. Jatasya mrityuho dhruvaha. So mrityasya janma dhruvam. Samsara is definite. Once you're born, death will be definite. Once you die, again rebirth will be definite. Again you'll be subject to death. This is definite. And this we know, the span of life. We can't definitely live for long span of life. There's always fear of death in this world. Whereas, once you go to heaven, in heaven, the law, a person can enjoy much longer, longer span of life. Therefore, one does not need to worry about the death. Therefore, there's no fear of death in heaven. That does not mean absolute, there's absolute fearlessness. There's relative fearlessness. Then the result of what? Relative fearlessness is the relative fearlessness is the benefit of the result of the performing ritual and practicing meditation. And that benefit is what? Not absolutely permanent, but relatively permanent result of going to heaven, practicing meditation, performing ritual, in terms of going to heaven and having relative fearlessness, exalted state of relative fearlessness. That you rejected. Why? Your choice was absolutely infinite result. Absolutely infinite, absolutely timeless result you are aspiring for. And then absolute fearlessness you are aspiring for. Therefore, rejected them. You are really a brave person. Dhiraha. Kratoho anantyam abhayasya param dhirahatam atyasrakshihi. Why? He says, Urugayam stoma mahat drishtva. Urugayam stoma mahat drishtva. Jagataha pratishtham, kamasya aptim, urugayam drishtva, anantyam kratoho, abhayasya param, atyasrakshihi. Why? If Nachiketas rejected, discarded this even relative exalted state of fearlessness, and even the infinite result of the highest result of practicing meditation, performing ritual, there was some reason. So Lord Yama says, Kamasya aptim drishtva. Kamasya aptim drishtva. Jagataha pratishtham drishtva. Kratoho anantyam abhayasya param. Stomahat urugayam pratishtham drishtva. See, drishtva means Nachiketas did not reject, discard anything carelessly. Drishtva means having seen that properly. Having seen means what? Having seen, having thoroughly understood, analyzed. So knowing the limitations of that drishtva. So, having seen what? He says, having seen, having analyzed, Urugayam Stoma Mahat Pratishtham. Okay. Stoma means glory. Stoma Mahat means highly glorious. Urugayam means vast. Urugayam, stoma, mahat. Pratishtham. The word Pratishtha means the highest position of being a Hiranyagarbha. Even the position of Hiranyagarbha. Pratishtha here means, the word Pratishtha literally means establishment. But here the Pratishtha means the highest position of being the Hiranyagarbha. So, and what is that position? The highest status of being a Hiranyagarbha means that position is what? Highly adorable, a glorious position of being a Hiranyagarbha. It is Urugayam Stomahat Pratishtham. And that position also he analyzed already. What big? What is there? What big? Hiranyagarbha's position, time bound. Okay, it is not permanent. Even if a person attains that position, there's no permanent happiness. There's no nitya sukham. There's possibility of still remaining in samsara only. Therefore, he says, Kamasya aptim. Aptihi literally means attainment. Kamasya aptim. Jagataha pratishtham. So this Hiranyagarbha's position. Kamasya apti means that is the high zenith of the enjoyment of pleasure. See, if a person wants to have within the realm of time bound pleasures, what is the highest position? Having the position of the Hiranyagarbha, which is highly glorious and adorable position, and which is the attainment of the highest form of enjoyment of pleasure. There's no greater position, much higher position than being Hiranyagarbha. So, kamasya aptim, even having analyzed thoroughly, even that, the highest limit of enjoyment of pleasure. Jagataha pratishtham. In Hiranyagarbha, having the position of Hiranyagarbha is the very highest position, because Hiranyagarbha is the support of the gross universe. Jagataha pratishtham, which is the support of the Hiranyagarbha's position, is superior because Hiranyagarbha is the support of the gross universe. Anantyam kratoho, even thoroughly analyze the how relatively eternal the benefit of performing a ritual and practicing meditation, and how one can have fearlessness, relatively exalted fearlessness in heaven, having thoroughly analyzed all of them. Hey Nachiketas, tam atyas rakshihi, you simply rejected them. You really discarded them. So what he wants to say, if at all a person practices rituals, and performs rituals and practices meditation with a total, the focus attention, living a clean, worshipful, prayerful life of dharma, then that person can earn abundance of punyam. By earning so much of punyam, a person cannot become jnani. How much of punyam a person earns, that punyam will not be able to remove the ignorance. In spite of having earned all that punyam also, with as a punyavan person, he will continue to be ignorant. For removal of ignorance, for Hatta, one has to have only jnanam. Only in the wake of the knowledge of one's own swarupam, one can discover absolute fearlessness, which is freedom from absolute freedom from emotional dependence, which is absolute freedom from bondage of samsara. There is moksha, because ajnanam cannot be deleted by any amount of punyam a person earns. So one has to live a life of dharma, but living a life of dharma itself, dharma pursuit is important. It is necessary. It is a must. But living a life of dharma itself is not enough for one to attain jnanam. Because for attain moksha, one needs to have jnanam. Dharma pursuit is only for mental refinement, only for mental preparedness required for the attainment of jnanam. That is, that fact is made very clear in this verse. How by way of appreciating, praising Nachiketas. Nachiketas, really, Lord Yama says, my God, what an amount of vairagyam this young boy has. Oh, Nachiketas, he has not simply rejected ordinary toys. He has not simply discarded ordinary things. This boy rejected even, discarded even the having the highest position of Hiranyagarbha. That position he rejected. That Pratishtham. Why? An ordinary person. Urugayam. Highly adorable position. Stoma Mahat. Highly. The most glorious position. Position what? Position of being the Hiranyagarbha. So Urugayam. Toma Mahat Pratishtam, he rejected. And having that position is what? Urugayam Somahat Pratishtha means having the highly adorable, most glorious position of being a Hiranyagarbha. That position, having that position is attaining the highest form of enjoyment of pleasure. That is by rejected. Kamasya aptim. And this, having the position of Hiranyagarbha means what? Even having the position of being the support of the grass universe. Jagataha pratishtham. He rejected. Why? Because all these what? Kratoho. That is the relatively infinite benefit of performing a ritual and practicing meditation. Kratoho anantyam. Abhesya param. And once a person has the position of being a Hiranyagarbha, being a support of the gross universe, the person can have what? Relatively, the exalted state of relative fearlessness. Even that, this boy discarded. Hey, Nachiketas, Dhiraha, what a Viveka, what amount of Viveka this boy has, how dispassionate this person, this boy is, he's Dhiraha, and oh, Nachiketas, Tum Atyasrakshihi. Got it? The words are a little different, not exactly the. So in this verse, Lord Yama says, that Nachiketas did not want to attain Videha, the Krama Muktihi. He did not want to go to even Hiranyagarbha Loka. He did not even want Hiranyagarbha's position. He did not want a position of being the support of the gross world. He did not want the highest term of enjoyment of the pleasure. He didn't want even that. He did not want to have that even. Relatively exalted fearlessness, the state of fearlessness. He didn't want anything. Why? He was committed to the absolute state of fearlessness. the state of absolute fearlessness he wanted. And he wanted the absolute, absolutely infinite end, not relatively infinite end. Infinite itself means what? It is absolute only. But still we have to, the word infinite is used in the context of heaven. Therefore, we have to say, we have to add this adjective relatively, adverb we have to use. Okay, have you got it now? He rejected. Only thing is, the words are a little different in this, in the, in this book itself. Kamasyaptim, kamasya aptihi, attainment of highest form of enjoyment of pleasures. Jagataha pratishtham, the position of being the support of the gross universe. Kratoho anantyam, relatively infinite end benefit of the performance of ritual and practice of meditation. Abhesya param, exalted state of relative fearlessness. Stoma mahadurugayam urugayam pratishtham, highly adorable, the most glorious position of being Hiranyagarbha. Okay. All that thoroughly analyzed. Come on, everything is time bound. I don't care. I don't want that. Hey, that's what he rejected. So now Lord Yama says, Hey Nachiketaha, Dhiraha Tvam, Dhritya Atyasrakshihi, Dhritya Atyasrakshihi. With a tremendous firmness, you discarded them. Okay, this is the mantra number 12. Okay, now go to mantra number 11, good mantra number 12. I'll do one more verse, then you go back to the Bhashyam. Tam durdarsham, tam durdarsham gudhamanu pravishtam, guhahitam gahvareshtam puranam, adhyatma yoga adhigamena devam, adhyatma yoga, yadhyatma yoga adhigamena devam, matva dhiro harshashokau jahati. Okay, now in this 12th mantra, Lord Yama says, explicitly says, the reason for the rejection of everything, including the highest position of Hiranyagarbha. Why? What was the reason? Because, very obvious, we know very well, Nachiketas was interested only in Atmajnanam. Nachiketas' only interest was, the only passion was for Jnanam. Therefore, Lord Yama himself says, now Nachiketas, Nachiketas was asking for, definitely by attaining that, one, a person would become free from grief for good. Become free from the experience of pairs of opposites. See, becoming free from, absolutely becoming free from the experience of pairs of opposites means becoming free from samsara. Okay, attaining videha muktihi. When a person attains videha muktihi, he will not be born again. So there won't be death also for him. Therefore, the person will become free from the experience of pairs of opposites. It means the person will have absolute moksha freedom. So Lord Yama says, తమ్ దుర్దర్శం గూఢమను ప్రవిష్టం. తమ్ దుర్దర్శం గూఢమను ప్రవిష్టం గుహానిహితం జహ్వరేష్టం పురాణం అధ్యాత్మయోగాధిగమేన దేవం మత్వా ధీరో హర్షశోకౌ జహాతి. సో లార్డ్ యమ టెల్స్ ఓ నచికేతస్, ఇంప్లైడ్ హియర్, ఓకే, నచికేతస్ ఇస్ నాట్ అడ్రస్డ్ హియర్, దట్ ఇంప్లైడ్. వై? బికాస్ లార్డ్ యమ హ్యాస్ బీన్ టాకింగ్ టు నచికేతస్. ఓ లార్డ్ యమ, దెన్ ఓ నచికేతస్, దట్ యువర్ చాయిస్, your choice, the third bone, in terms of Atma Jnanam, is exalted. And by attaining the Jnanam, a person becomes free from the experience of pairs of opposites for good. Means a person will attain Videha Muktihi, for which he'll attain Jivan Mukti, he'll attain Videha Muktihi. So how he says, Durdarsham, here he talks about the Atma. Tam means Tam Atmanam. Tam Atmanam, Matva. See the word Matva, he uses the term Matva. Okay. The word Matva literally means having thought. Matva, having thought, having considered. But here matva means having recognized, having understood, having known, having discovered. Tam matva means having discovered that Atma, having known, having understood that Atma. Which Atma? That absolute, abstract, formless, all-pervasive reality of the entire cosmos, obtaining as the innermost essence of every being, having discovered that Atma, reality. Atma, tam Atmanam drishmatva. And kidrusham atmanam, which sort of atma? The many words, okay, revealing the nature of the atma. Atma is durdarshaha. Durdarsham, objective case form. First word, durdarshaha, godhaha, anupravishtaha. See, all the words on objective case. Let me, I'm using nominative case of all these words. I'm saying the nominative case of all the words. Please make a note. Durdarshaha, Godhaha, Anupravishtaha, Guhahitaha, Gahvareshtaha, Puranaha, Devaha. Seven words are there. Okay. Now, here Bhagavan, Paramatma, Brahma, the truth of the universe. You can say all these words. So, Devam Matva. Devam Matva means, Tam Devam Matva, having discovered that Bhagavan, Paramatma. Why Paramatma is meant by the word Devaha? Divyati iti Devaha. Paramatma is with Devaha. That which is effulgent is Devaha. Divyati iti Devaha. So effulgent means what? That which is of the nature of knowledge, that which is of the nature of consciousness is Devaha. Therefore, Tam Devam Matva, having discovered that Atma, which is of the nature of self-effulgence, which is of the nature of knowledge. So effulgence implies that which is of the nature of knowing, that is of the nature of consciousness. Tam Devam Matva. And that Deva, where is that Deva? ఇసే గూఢ దుర్దర్శ అండర్స్టాండ్ బై ఈచ్ వర్డ్ ఎవ్రీ వర్డ్ దుర్దర్శ. ఓకే, సి దర్శ మీన్స్ దాట్ విచ్ క్యాన్ బి సీన్ ఈజీలీ యాక్సెసిబుల్ ఈజ్ దట్ విచ్ ఈస్ యాక్సెసిబుల్ ఈస్ దర్శ సుదర్శ. బట్ దుర్దర్శ మీన్స్ దాట్ విచ్ ఈస్ నాట్ అన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ కాంప్రిహెన్షన్. దుర్దర్శ దాట్ విచ్ కెనాట్ బి ఈజీలీ కాంప్రిహెండెడ్. దాట్ విచ్ కెనాట్ బి ఈజీలీ కాంప్రిహెండెడ్ ఈస్ దుర్దర్శ. దాట్ విచ్ ఈస్ ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ దాట్ విచ్ ఈస్ నాట్ అన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ కాంప్రిహెన్షన్. దుర్దర్శ మీన్స్ దాట్ విచ్ ఈస్ నాట్ అన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ కాంప్రిహెన్షన్. ఓకే, దుర్దర్శ. దెన్ గూఢ, ఫస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఆత్మ ఇస్ నాట్ అన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్. ఫస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఇట్ ఆత్మ ఈ స్వరూపం ఆఫ్ ది సబ్జెక్ట్, స్వరూపం ఆఫ్ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆల్సో. ది ట్రూత్ ఆఫ్ సబ్జెక్ట్ అండ్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్, ఆత్మ ఈస్ ద ట్రూత్ ఆఫ్ సబ్జెక్ట్ అండ్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్. దాట్ విత్ విచ్ దెర్ కెనాట్ బి ద నోవర్ అండ్ ద నోన్. ద ఆత్మ ఈస్ వెరీ స్వరూపం ఆఫ్ ది నోవర్ అండ్ ది నోన్, సబ్జెక్ట్ అండ్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్. ఆత్మా ఈజ్ దుర్దర్శ, నాట్ ఈజీలీ కాంప్రిహెన్సిబుల్. దెన్ గూఢ, గూఢ మీన్స్ హిడెన్. హిడెన్ మీన్స్ వాట్? ఆత్మ బీయింగ్ నాట్ అ సబ్జెక్ట్ అండ్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్, ఆత్మ బీయింగ్ వెరీ స్వరూప్ ఆఫ్ సబ్జెక్ట్ అండ్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్, ఆత్మ బీయింగ్ నాట్ అన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్, నాట్ బీయింగ్ అవైలబుల్ ఫార్ సెన్స్ పర్సెప్షన్, థాట్ కన్సెప్షన్ అండ్ వర్డ్ డిస్క్రిప్షన్. ఆత్మ బీయింగ్ అవైలబుల్ ఫార్ డిస్కవరీ యాజ్ ఎ స్వరూపం ఆఫ్ ది సబ్జెక్ట్, యాజ్ ఎ ట్రూత్ ఆఫ్ ది వెరీ సీకర్, ద సర్చర్. ఆత్మ బీయింగ్ ది వెరీ ట్రూత్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ద వన్ హూ ఈస్ సర్చింగ్ ఫార్ ద ట్రూత్. ఆత్మ ఈస్ హిడెన్, గూఢ హిడెన్, దుర్దర్శ అండ్ గూఢ. అనుప్రవిష్ట, అనుప్రవిష్ట. సి అనుప్రవేశ శృతి ఇస్ వెరీ ఎలాబరేట్ డిస్కస్డ్ ఇన్ తైత్రీయ ఉపనిషత్. సో హియర్ అనుప్రవిష్ట, వన్ హూ హ్యాస్ ఎంటర్డ్ ఇన్ టు the cave of mind. Anupravishta means one who has as though and one who is as though entered, one who has as though entered into the cave of mind. I'm adding the word cave of mind. Okay, because where has Bhagavan entered? Having created the whole cosmos, having brought the entire universe into manifestation, Bhagavan has as though entered into the cave of the mind. Therefore, there Bhagavan remains hidden as the very swarup of the seeker. For anupravishtaha gudaha. And guha hitaha. Guha ahita. Guhayam ahitaha. Guha hitaha. Again, Guha is a cave here. So having Bhagavan is hidden as the Swarupam of the seeker, having entered into the cave of mind, having the cave of mind as the location, Guha Hitaha. See, the Guha, we can use the two words. The mind is an indriyam obtaining in the golokam called heart. Therefore, the word guha literally means, actually it always implies the mind. But here already we have the anupravishta word. Therefore, the guha can be taken as heart also. So, guha hitam anupravishtam gudham. So, atma is hidden as the very swarupam of the seeker, having entered into the mind obtaining in the cave of heart. Guhahitam. Gahvareshtam. Gahvareshtam. Puranam. Gahvareshtam. See the word Puranaha. Puranaha is a word come across. Maintains Bhagavad Gita. Puranaha means Puranavaha. Navaha means new, ever fresh. Puranavaha means eternal but ever fresh. The most ancient, timeless, beginningless reality but remains ever fresh is Puranaha. Gahvareshta literally means, gives a different meaning. Is a superlative word. Gahvareshta means that which is beyond everything. Gahvareshta. Most distinct from everything. Beyond everything. Gahvareshtaha. See, because you see the body first, then you enter into the pranamaya, then you reject the pranamaya, negate the pranamaya as anatma, then you go to manomaya, negate the manomaya as anatma, then you move on to vijnanamaya, reject vijnanamaya also as anatma, then go to anandamaya. Anandamaya also becomes negated as anatma. Then what that which is there as a soul, truth of anandamaya is what? Anandaha. That which is of the nature of anandaha is what? Gahvareshtaha. That which is beyond everything, that which is distinct from everything, the more is the gahvareshtaha. Gahvareshtaha. The most distinct reality of everything is Gahvareshtaha. Puranaha. Which is the most ancient, being timeless, most ancient but ever fresh, ever new. Puranaha. And hach, this is the nature of the Atma. Devaha, Guhanihitaha, Guhahitaha, Anupravishtaha, Gudaha, Durdarshaha, Gahvareshtaha, Puranaha. And this is how Atma is. Matva, Tam, Devam, Guhahitam, Anupravishtam, Gudham, Durdarsham, Gahvareshtam, Puranam, Matva. Having discovered that Atma of this nature, Adhyatma Yoga Adhigamena. Adhyatma Yoga Adhigamena. Yoga Adhigamaha means being given to the Adhyatma Yoga. Adhyatma Yoga Adhigamaha, Adhigachati. Adhigamaha is around. Adhyatma Yoga Adhigamena. Approaching the Adhyatma Yoga, being given to the Adhyatma Yoga, taking refuge Adhyatma Yoga, and just approaching, being given to the Adhyatma Yoga, resorting to Adhyatma Yoga, Adhyatma Yoga Adhigamena. I'll explain that word. What is Adhyatma? Dhiraha, the person of discriminative understanding. Harsha Shokau Jahati. So, Adhyatma Yoga Adhigamaha. Adhyatma Yoga Adhigamaha means by having the clear vision of Adhyatma, that reality, Atma, obtaining as one's own self. Adhigamena, what happens here? Harsha Shokau Jahati. A person gives up. Harsha Shokau means up. The word Jahati literally means gives up. Harsha Shoko Jahati literally means gives up, but what it means is a person becomes free from the hold of pain and pleasure. A person becomes free from the hold of pain and pleasure for good. Harshaha means joy. Shokaha means grief. A person becomes free from both joy and grief. Means what? A person becomes free from all pairs of opposites in terms of pain and pleasure, etc. That's the meaning. Harsha Shoko Jahati. Means the person will not have birth. So he will not be born with the body, mind, sense complex. Therefore, he will not be able to go through the pairs of opposites. He will not have experience of pairs of opposites. He will not have death also. He will avoid this. He becomes free from samsara for good. He will attain videha muktihi. Which means he will attain jivan muktihi first. Then he will attain videha muktihi also. How? Just by discovering the truth, obtaining as one's own self, Atma. And what is that Atma? How that Atma is? This Atma is Puranaha, discovering Atma, which is most ancient, but ever new, ever fresh. Gahvareshta, the most distinct one from everything. And that which it is not object of comprehension. That which is hidden in the cave of mind, having entered the cave of mind, that which remains hidden in the cave of heart. And that Atma is actually of the nature of self-effulgence, the pure knowledge and the consciousness. So, Atma-jnana phalam already Lord Yama tells Nachiketas. Nachiketas knew already the benefit of Atma Jnanam. That is why he aspired for Atma Jnanam. He asked for Atma Jnanam as the third boon. And now Lord Yama says, you have asked, it is implied here is, oh Nachiketas, you have chosen the Atma Jnanam, not self-knowledge, as the third boon. So by discovering that Atma, by attaining that Jnanam, by discovering that Atma which is of this nature, a person becomes bondage of samsara for good. He will attain Videha Muktihi. He will become free from the experience of pairs of opposites. He will become free from experience of pain and pleasure. Okay, that's what the literal meaning of the mantra. Okay, I need to explain a few things here, which I will do in the next class. That is, this mantra, I will continue again in the next class. I will introduce this mantra. I have not done the mantra, actually. I will introduce mantra. 12th mantra, I have just introduced. I have yet to explain this 12th mantra. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Rubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.